realism is the practice of accepting a situation as it is.
What you're saying is what you see is what you get.
But what you see is not what I get. They call me lucky.
President Roosevelt escaped.
How does a 100-year-old tortoise escape?
I hope he turns up soon, for Howard's sake.
I got this anxiety attack. I fell.
Lucky fell down.
Let's not make a production out of it.
No sign of concussion. Lungs are great, even though you smoke. You get much exercise.
I walk around all the time. I do 5 yoga exercises every day.
Nice outfit there, cowboy.
I'm scared to death. I started thinking there's nothing out there. It's all black. The void.
Oh, man. This is like the 4th review I'm doing. It's the last one here. I'm a little exhausted. I've just finished a bottle of wine down to my last glass here. Hold on, let me get some. I've done Flatliners, American Made, Battle of the Sexes, which I should have did last week, but I was slacking. And now I'm on my last review I'm doing for the night here, which is Lucky. It's probably another film. Actually, I should have probably did this on Sunday, but, you know, it is what it is. Lucky, which is supposedly Harry Dean Stanton's last film, but I looked it up. It looks like he's got something in post-production. I don't know how that's turning out. So we might see him again next year or later on this year. Who knows? But as far as it goes, I guess this is his last film that's out to date here. So I'm sure a couple of more films will probably drop, just like with Robin Williams when he passed away. That's right, Harry Dean Stanton passed away not too long ago, too. What was it, 2 weeks ago? Died at 91 years old. And I got to tell you, watching this film here, it was a little, you know, seeing it, because I'm watching this film after he already passed away. So we're kicking in high gear Oscar films here, and I'm getting slammed left and right here. So, you know, I'm watching this film after he's already passed away, and I'm going, oh, man. I can only imagine for some of the critics that saw this film before he passed away, and was probably sitting there going like, oh, this is a really nice film. I like it. And then after he passed away, it's like, fuck. I just watched a movie about him and talking about his whole life and his mortality and his legacy and all that and stuff. And sure enough, he passes away. So, you know, it's a really, I would have loved to have seen this movie before he passed away and then rewatch it afterwards. But it is what it is here. This is going to be a laid back review. What the fuck does that mean? Laid back review here. Gonna finish this last glass of wine. I'm gonna try to stay on this review as long as possible. I don't really have much to say because the movie is really short and it's very simplistic, but there's a lot of meat, if you will, in the storytelling itself. And damn, this is the second movie too today that I reviewed that deals with the fucking afterlife or death. Supposedly this one does it a lot better, but no spoiler alert because my Flatliner review will most likely go up before this one here. But let's go ahead and talk about Lucky, not Logan Lucky, or Logan or whatever, just Lucky, the latest from Harry Dean Stanton, one of the all-time greats here. And, one of my top 10 favorite actors, but he was one of my favorite actors coming up. If you newer kids, don't know who I'm talking about, just go back to that scene with Bruce Banner, falling from the sky in the Avengers. And that old sheriff said, flew out the damn sky. That was Harry Dean Stanton. And he's been around in a lot of things. 2012, he had that in 7 Psychopaths. He had a great 2012. He was in You, Me, and Dupree, if you want to go early, or I guess that's mid-2000s, if you will. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He was in that, right? Yeah, he was in there. The original Twin Peaks, you know. Well, what else? Twister. How could you forget that movie? Come on. You can't forget Twister. Pretty in Pink. Trying to think of some other one. Red Dawn, of course. That's one of his most famous ones. Repo Man. That's one of my favorite ones. Escape from New York. What else? How could I forget Alien? Come on. Easily one of the, not only his, one of his good performances, but one of the best movies he was in, too. And then, you know, you got some old school ones like Farewell, My Lovely. That was right before Alien. No, it wasn't right before Alien, but a little bit. Actually, I think it was before Alien, a little bit before. And then, you know, come on. The Godfather. The Godfather Part 2. How could you forget his role in there? And if I'm not mistaken, he did a lot of TV as well, too. Hell, if I'm not mistaken, he was in the Wild Wild West. Not that shitty-ass movie that they made a movie off of. The actual TV show that movie is based off. I love how people just now think that, oh, in this time of the 2000s or whatever, oh, man, all these remakes and sequels. Shit, we was getting remakes and sequels in the fucking 90s, too. You just didn't know it. You just didn't know it. But basically, this movie, it's a very short plot synopsis, too, is we're following the life of Harry Dean Stanton here, who plays Lucky. Everybody in the town calls him Lucky. He was in the Navy. That's right, he was in the Navy because he meets a Marine. He was in the Navy, and he served as a cook there, and everybody in town just calls him Lucky. That's his name. He's a simple guy. He wakes up every morning, does his five. So he's in good shape. Even though he smokes a pack of cigarettes a day, or used to at least, he does his five moves of yoga. He's a coffee man. He gets up. He walks around town. He just pretty much runs into tons of interesting characters that lives in this city that ask him about things. Oh, and then plus he got to get home and watch his shows, which are a lot of more likely game shows here. And every now and then he depicts words from certain those game shows and starts to question it. And he's a hardcore atheist too at that as well. He yells out "cunt" at this one place that you don't see till the end of the movie, which was just random as hell, but it was funny as hell too. The first thing I want to get off here is, this movie is definitely not for everyone. I think a lot of the general audiences, they might find this movie boring. And it's funny because I used to think that I'd be in that same realm, but I could not help but just smile the whole way through this movie. Yeah, I'll even say, you know, I could see for myself, would I rewatch the film? Probably I would, but would I rewatch it as an entertainment value? Probably not. You know, but as I was watching this film, I saw it at a really nice theater too. I never been to this theater as well, and the film rep that was there was sitting us to our screener. He was really nice and stuff. So I had a pleasant experience going in. Never been to this theater. Seats were comfortable as hell. It was in Santa Ana, Orange County of all places. And it's been a while since I've been in that area, but I've never been to that theater per se where the screener was at. And I get there. These people are really nice. Everybody's nice. Everybody's friendly. And the theater is crowded. It's packed as hell. You know, I can't tell if they're all critics, general audience, whatever. I just can't tell because I get there maybe like a minute or two. I think I got there when the trailer started or they were introducing the film. And I got to say, from beginning to the start of the end of the movie, from the music all the way to that cue ending shot there, I was just smiling. I wouldn't say I loved the film. I liked it a lot, though. Harry Dean Stanton was getting the performances here. That was the only negative I really had, is I think most people will find this kind of boring. But Harry Dean Stanton gives a great performance. It's probably one of his better performances. And what makes it one of his better performances is he's the leading role, the leading star in the film here. And he gets a lot of dialogue to exchange with. And he gets a lot of clever written dialogue to work with as well, too. It was written by, at least the screenplay, was Logan Sparks. And I forgot the other guy that wrote the film. Drago Sumanja, I believe. I probably just butchered that whole name up right there. I'm gonna go ahead and look it up. Yep, I was right. Oh wow, he's a miscellaneous crew, ADR for Avengers Age of Ultron. Oh, okay. Well, what is he? He looks white, but that name is, there's no way in hell he's white, but whatever. Either way though, so they have a lot of interesting, clever dialogue in here, and my favorite sequences are definitely in the bar, because first of all, I like to drink, but that's where some of the more intriguing conversations tend to come off of. The funnier ones, too, because this is a little bit of a dark comedy in some aspects, well, and I think they get that just right. What's his name? David Lynch is in here. He's probably my favorite character out of everyone. He's got a story arc here about his tortoise. I think there's a clip of it, too, but he tells this funny thing. He's like, his tortoise ran away, apparently. And he's like, I accidentally left the gate open. And everybody in the bar is looking at him like, how the hell do you let a tortoise run away from you and stuff? He's just like, you should have seen the look he had in his eyes, the way he was staring at that gate. I don't know why. It's like old people jokes. It's not even jokes, really. It's just like old people storytelling here. But maybe I'm getting old. That's what it is. Because I was laughing my ass off at that. That was the most charming, funniest thing. That was the whole way I felt through the movie, too. I thought it was just nothing but charming. But I thought it was the funniest story I had heard probably in film this whole year. It's in my top three of funny stories here. And the way he just kept looking depressed about this tortoise and the way he kept going on here, it was interesting. But more so in the fact that what was more intriguing about this film was the Harry Dean Stanton stuff, obviously, as well. But it was more intriguing just him talking about reality, life after death, if you will. Because, like I said, he's an atheist. And there's one moment, pivotal moment in his life that happens where he's staring at his coffee clock. It's flashing that red light, and all of a sudden he just passes out. He goes to the doctor. The doctor tells him, you're fine. You don't have cancer in your lungs. For somebody who smokes as much as you do, he's in good shape. Doctors tell him maybe you get dizzy. He got dizzy. He's like, I don't get dizzy, you know. And then it's just once the doctor can't really prescribe anything or tell him anything that's wrong because he doesn't see anything wrong, he starts to go throughout the rest of the movie thinking about, you know, what if I die? What happens to me? What happens to my spirit? Where does it go and stuff, you know? And he starts to question everyone in the town by applauding it and then throwing it in there and throwing out the reasons why he smokes, because it's like, what's the point, you know? And I thought that, especially that last ending, act two, where he was at the bar and the waitress here, played by, Beth Grant, plays Elaine in here. You know who she is. She's, was it Tom Skerritt that was her boyfriend in the bar? He's looking like the most interesting man in the world and shit in the bar or whatever. She plays I guess she's the bar owner, if you will, but she's, you know, helping around, cleaning up and stuff, and she tells him, God damn it, Lucky, you can't smoke in here, and he gives this whole speech or monologue session about, like, well, what does it mean for me not to smoke in here, and, you know, he puts people in tears, and I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty, one of the most fascinating forms of dialogue I probably heard in film all this year. I wish I could repeat some of this back, but I'm about four movies into reviewing here, and I'm a little exhausted myself, so, and plus, I'm not gonna lie, I just don't fucking remember, but I remember the dialogue just being really good in there, and I remember, as the movie wrapped up with that shot there, I had to join in that standing ovation, because that's what it got after that. It was a standing ovation, and especially when Harry Dean Stanton's name popped up, he got a standing ovation as well, too, especially for me as well. There's a great sequence in here when he gets invited to the store clerk's son's birthday party, and I'm assuming she's Mexican. I don't know what race she was, whatever, but she was Spanish, and I'm assuming Mexican. And you know, the whole family that there is Mexican. They all speak Spanish, and I could tell, like, the woman, she's trying to hook Harry Dean Stanton up with her mom. Whatever. She doesn't speak a lick of English, and he speaks barely a little bit of Spanish, but he knows how to sing his ass off in Spanish, and he's oh so charming at doing it. What I loved about this sequence is here is this is where. Before this sequence, this is when he had the pass-out moment and starts questioning his mortality and what's the meaning of life and all that stuff. And what was so great about this sequence here is it's almost like you could see through his eyes. It was like a glimmer of, oh, this is what living is for, you know, for family, your loved ones, you know, being close with the ones you want to be with and stuff. It was a great sequence, and then you could tell that's why he probably broke out in song and started singing his ass off, and oh so charming. Even at 91 years old, he's still charming the ladies and stuff like that. Harry Dean Stanton, I'll raise my glass to you, which I'm almost finished with this glass, so that means it's almost time to wrap this review up. But one thing I want to touch on before I wrap this up as well, too, is the music. I love the music in here. It's a great score. I'm not sure who's the composer on this here. You got a lot of cameos, too, by the way, as well. But the score in here, I thought just fit the theme so well. Every beat, it had like this... Like, I guess it was shot, and I don't know where it was shot, but like this New Mexico look or whatever. So like it had like this Western type country music abruptly playing and just slowly in the background, and it really just encompassed you into this scenario that he was in. And that was one of the one things I love about these like more silent type quiet films here. It's always the music. If you don't have the music to go with these type of films, then get what the hell are you doing then? You get a lot of pop-ups in here. I wouldn't even say cameos. Like Ron Livingston is in here. He plays the lawyer who's trying to get David Lynch to actually Howard Dean, Harry Dean Stanton tries to fight him because he feels like lawyers are all crooks, you know, trying to get people to sign up for life insurance just so they can rob them of every dime they have and stuff. Because David Lynch's character wants, you know, President Roosevelt, which is the name of his tortoise, runs away. He starts to question, you know, hey, I don't have anything like kids or a wife or nothing like that neither. You know, that tortoise is all I had. So now I got to start thinking about, you know, where my belongings and stuff are going to go. And, you know, that even brings out more in Harry Dean Stanton's character as well, too, to, you know, what's he going to do as well? Because he doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have any kids. He doesn't have any loved ones or whatever. So it's like, who does the... what does he have to leave behind as far as his legacy goes? And he starts to question that by having more memories of the past where he gets to talking to a Marine guy. Damn, who played the Marine again? Well, I can't believe I'm blanking on the actor's name, too. Trust me, if they see the movie and they see that I forgot this guy's name, they're like, how the hell did you forget his name, P1? I'm blanking on it as well. Maybe it's the alcohol. Maybe it's the four reviews in. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's since I'm tired of hearing my fucking voice. But either way, though, they had an interesting conversation as well, too. Just talking about the old days and what was like him being a Marine and the hellhole situations that they were in and stuff. Overall, I think it's a fascinating movie for you. What do they call film nerds now? Cinephiles, that's right. Yeah. I think it's a very enjoyable film for the cinephiles out there. As far as the general audience go, it might be a little bored. They'll get some chuckles here and there and stuff, but then they'll probably go like, And I could completely understand. I wouldn't fault anyone for thinking that way. Like I said, this probably isn't a movie for everyone. I found myself to be quite charmed and was smiling halfway through. So I didn't love the film, but I did enjoy it a lot. And it's really short, too. It goes by quick. But the score was something I just adored in here. Harry Dean Stanton gives an amazing performance. I wouldn't say his best performance. He is in it for so long, though, where he is the lead in it, and it's just like he is really good in it. So it is kind of hard to argue that, but I would bank it probably was not his like performance of a lifetime, but it was a damn good performance, and I can definitely see some Oscar nods coming his way. Winning it, we'll have to see when we get down that road, but yeah, I'm gonna give this bad boy a C. I think that this was a definitely, if you have to die or pass away or anything like that, this was a good swan song to go out on. So, yeah, it's definitely getting to see it for me.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado por volverse querer.
You have any kids, Lucky?
No, that I'm totally sure.
You know, most people don't get to where you are. They never get to the moment that you're in right now. We have the ability to witness what you're going through and clearly examine it.
I know the truth, and the truth matters. And you have to face that and accept it.
There are some things in this universe, ladies and gentlemen, that are bigger than all of us. And a tortoise is one of them.
Been very good today, so you get one of these.
What do I do with this thing up my ass?
How about you just suck it?
Thank you.